Good morning, good morning. Hi everyone, this is Sheila McKenna, founder of Push Factor, hoping that you are having a good morning. So I am here to celebrate the fact that this is my 15th video, so I am halfway through my own Facebook challenge, Facebook Live challenge, where I decided that I was going to do 30 videos for 30 days. And today is the halfway milestone, which is something that I'm very, very, very proud of because it shows me that if I put my mind to something, I will do it. But I'm not going to celebrate just yet. Still have 15 videos to go. But this morning, I want to talk about self-defeating behavior. Now, the thing about, or what I have learned about us as human beings, is that we have blind spots. Somewhere in our minds, there are things that we are simply unaware of. We are completely unaware of our own self-destructive behavior. So much so that we are actually willing to inflict destructive behavior on other people or project it on other people, not realizing that we are the originators of the problem. It's so strange. It is the weirdest thing that we can be so unaware of blatantly terrible behavior that we perpetrate on ourselves and on others. I call it a blind spot, because it's like when you're on the road and you see signs that tell you that this is a blind spot, so be more careful. There's a reason why that sign is there, because you as a human being are limited in what you are capable of seeing. So when there's a sign right in front of you telling you that there's a blind spot, be careful here when you're driving, then it's an indication, right? Now, the problem with our lives as human beings and the way we interact with people is that there's nobody who is going to tell us your behavior. There's a blind spot there. Are you aware? Are you aware that you're abusive? Are you aware that you're not treating yourself well? Are you aware that these constant thoughts that you keep thinking, these self-defeating patterns, you know, that keep going on in your head over and over again are actually ruining your life? A lot of the times we are not aware of the behavior that is literally stopping us from the lives that we want to create. I want to give an example. I'm Kenyan. So, living here in Kenya, there's a saying that I am sick and tired of, and that is, this is Kenya. When I hear somebody tell me, this is Kenya, or this is Africa, that's their way of saying, nothing is going to change. I am okay with the fact that nothing is going to change. I am willing to do absolutely nothing about the current situation because it's up to everybody else, but not me. And it's weird that you think that when you say that this situation is not going to change, you think that that doesn't apply to the way you look at your life. But it does. When you have a self-defeatist attitude about anything outside of you, then you have a self-defeatist attitude about your own life. It means that you have made a decision that you are not willing to do any kind of change in your life. And that bothers me. It bothers me when I would say the same thing about some Christians. This full dependence on God to do things for you as though God is a magician. And you will not lift a finger to do anything about your situation because you've decided that God is going to take care of it and you're not. That's just an example. You know, I'm not here to do any kind of religious anything because I'm not particularly religious. These are just things that I have noticed. I have noticed, and I am worried about the fact that there are so many of us who are very happy to talk about the issues in our lives. We are very happy to complain. We are more than happy to blame everybody else but ourselves. And I know this because I was that person. In many ways, I am still that person. Obviously, I still have my blind spots. I'm not perfect. I'm not here to talk about the fact that I'm perfect. I'm not. But I think if you make the decision that all you're going to do is complain about where you are and not actually have a plan that you are executing to do something about it, then you are going to remain in the same place and the same situations are going to be perpetrated on you over and over again until you learn that lesson. So my suggestion, if any of this information is resonating with you, is to stop complaining and do something about it. Shut up, create a plan, execute a plan, and talk about the fact that the situation is changing. You're doing something about it. Because when you do something about a stagnant situation, especially one that you know you're in control of, I'm not talking about circumstances that are completely out of your control. I'm talking about things that you know you can do something about. If you know in your heart that you can do something to change a situation, then you owe it to yourself to do it. Bring new energy into it. Don't stay in the same fog, in the same, you know, quicksand, because eventually you're just going to get sucked into it. And there was a time that I said a few videos ago that if you keep digging yourself into a hole and you keep digging and you keep digging, there will come a point where you will never get out of it. You have dug yourself so deep inside that hole that you will have no idea how to get out of it. So my remedy for self-defeating behavior is, first of all, recognizing that you have self-defeating behavior. Catching yourself the next time you want to complain about the same thing you've been complaining about day in and day out. Catching yourself and realizing, man, I keep doing this. I have to change this. I have to change the way I talk about it. I have to change the way I think about it. I have to change what I keep doing day in and day out. Then you formulate a plan of how you're going to change that behavior. What you're going to do every day. Who you're going to stop talking to. Because, you know, we all have buddies that we love complaining to. Because, you know, they're there to listen. And not necessarily in a good way. There are people who are happy to see you down and are happy to cheer you on in your misery so that you can all stay miserable together. I hope you understand that. There are a lot of vindictive people in this world. There are a lot of people who act like they support you, but they really don't. They're happy to see you down. Let's all stay here in this little pity party and let's all relish in it. So formulate the plan and execute the plan. Change the behavior. If there are people that you know that you love complaining to, stop it. Find something else to do. And if you want to talk about that situation, then talk about the fact that you're doing something about it. Okay, so that's my rant for today as far as, you know, self-doubt and constantly complaining about the way things are. It's not going to do anything for you. Just the way going to KFC and eating KFC every day is going to do nothing for you but make you fat and make you extremely unhealthy. That's the same way I feel about constantly complaining. It just turns you into an unhealthy person. And the people in your life who really love you and really want to see you win, those people are going to, they are going to deliberately stay away from you because of this energy that you keep giving out that doesn't sit right with them because they don't flow with that energy. So change your energy, change your vibe, change the way you view things, change the way you act, change the way you think, change your daily patterns, your daily behaviors. Especially when you know deep down in your heart that they're doing nothing for you. Okay. So that's that video for today. Thank you so much for watching. I appreciate the likes, guys. And I hope that you have a wonderful day ahead. Actually, tomorrow is Friday. And I hope as the week ends that you feel like it was productive, that it was meaningful for you. And my prayer is, and my hope is that you're not seeing these days and just letting them pass you by. I hope you're doing something about each day, no matter how small it is, but something that is helping you progress and keep going. So, have yourselves a good one. Enjoy your Thursday. Be good. Take care. And I'll see you in tomorrow's video. Bye for now.